Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with my wonderful wife, Jolene, with another episode of the Marriage Mentor. Today's show is how do I trust my husband when he's away from home? Dear Jolene, how do I trust my husband overseas? He's a Marine. I feel tricked into thinking he was a strong man of God. We got married. Now he's over there and not acting like the man of God he led me to believe he would be for me. He changed his Facebook password. I have also found out that he said bad things about me and he keeps secrets from me. I'm having a hard time trusting him and don't know how to get through this. It is very hard. We still have 3 to 4 months left in his deployment. Signed, Ella. Let me just answer this real quick, and then I'll let you expound on it. How do I trust him? You don't. He's not trustworthy.
Right. Unfortunately, he's proven that, you know, and you can't change that. You can't change that reality. In this reader's question, you know, and for those of you that are listening in, if you've gone to my Ask Jolene Radio button there, there's a form that I ask the gals to fill out. And one of the questions that I've listed is, does your guy go to church on a regular basis? So we could have a better understanding of where he is spiritually. And this reader wrote that he is, I believe she wrote that he is a follower. So, and in her question, she did state that he professed to be a godly man. Well, obviously, you know, his actions are saying otherwise. So you, in your situation, you just need to wait till he comes home. And basically, I would be confronting him, you know, because he did say this stuff that it's just kind of like he pulled the wool over your head. But you can't do anything while he's away. You just have to trust the Lord. And when he gets home, you know, I wouldn't bash him over the head first thing when he gets in the door. Maybe the second thing, but yeah, you have to have a heart-to-heart talk with him. You got to figure out what's going on. Does he want to change? Does he want to better the marriage? I certainly would not sweep any of this under the rug by any means, because your heart will grow bitter. I mean, if it's not already there. So I would definitely have a heart-to-heart. You know, I wouldn't come out with boxing gloves. I know you'd want to. You know, I kind of want to after reading this question, but you have to come in with that kind, gracious, loving wife who, if he turns into that repentant husband, you could restore the marriage. But if he's not looking to change, you can't change him. The only thing that you could do is pray for his heart to soften towards the Lord and to soften towards you. Because when a man does these things, there's a reason why he wants to remain in the sin. It's because he's selfish. We're all selfish. If we could sin all day, every day, and get away with it, we would. But when we draw closer to the Lord and draw closer to the light, the furthest thing that we want to be, or that we don't want to be anywhere near sin when we're drawing close to Jesus. It's just, it's not something that we're going to be drawn to. And with your guy, he's drawn to his sin because he's not being drawn to Christ. So you as a wife could try and draw him to Christ and have your influence there. And I realize that he's saved, but just because somebody is saved, that does not mean that they're walking in the light. You know, 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he, meaning Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you want him to walk in the light, and the way that a wife does that is by praying for her husband and being that godly influence. But you do need to have that heart-to-heart when he comes back. And in the meantime, while he's away, you just got to trust that the Lord's going to have his hand upon you and your marriage. And really, you're just surrendering your marriage to the Lord and your man to the Lord, you know, and to be praying that the chains of the enemy will be broken, because your guy sounds like he's living a carnal life right now and he's got some bondage to sin going on.
Well, and how hard has it got to be when he's not there, but he's overseas? Right. Who knows what he's doing?
Right.
And so bottom line is she's really got to draw close to the Lord and rely on him because she has no other place to go.
Yeah. You know, I think what I would do, I think about the scripture about heaping burning coals of kindness on his head. I would just write him a letter every single day that you're praying for him and put some scripture in there. And I don't mean scripture of repentance for him, but just anytime you write scripture for someone, it's going to make an impact because the Bible says that the word of God does not return void. It will, if he is a true believer, it will convict him. You don't even have to say a word. You don't even have to confront him about the whole Facebook thing and the passwords or any of that. You just send some scriptures. Oh, I've been praying for you. I've been praying that, you know, I draw closer to the Lord while you're away and that you draw closer to the Lord and that God's going to surround you with some strong Christian men. Okay, girlfriend, that's going to convict him if he's truly a believer. So I would probably take that practice, between now and the time he comes home. You know, spend every single day instead of fretting over what he's doing wrong. I would come in with, okay, how can I as a Christian wife just really pour the love of Christ in him because he's struggling. So I would try that approach, see what it does. And when he does come home, hopefully he'll come back with a repentant heart. But you will have to at some point to discuss the stuff. And I wouldn't discuss it until he gets back, quite frankly.
Right. And there's nothing godly about trusting someone who's untrustworthy.
Right.
The Bible talks about being wise as serpents, but harmless as doves.
Right. So that's my take on that. I'm here with my beloved, and until next time, I'm Jolene Engel with JoleneEngel.com.